We're in Simen Ches, we're in the Lishkas HaSeifer, Sifkaten Hei. He had said on tap in the Keses that if a Tipas Dioi falls into an ice, and it's Mevatel the Tzuris ice, so one needs to Ligroid Kol HaOis, erase the entire ice. A Prima Godim B'Psicha LaSimen Lamed Beis, B'Ois Beis Kosav. The Prima Godim, in the Psicha to Simen Lamed Beis, he writes as follows, V'Zela Shainei. Beis, if you have a beis, in nafal atoicha tipa dioi, that a tipas dioi falls into, pirashtiv la'el, I explained earlier, delay mahani gredes hatipa, that erasing the tipas dioi will not help, rak levatel tsurasa, one has to erase the entire tsura of the beis, the hainu ligroid gag ha'elyoin, oi shulayim, oi ktsas yerecho, mashlima biksav, that one needs to not erase the entire beis, but one needs to be mevatel the tsura of the base, either by erasing the gag or the sides or the base, and then once those parts have been erased, to complete it. V'day afla Magen Avram, and that would be enough, even according to the Magen Avram, ki nechtav bekashrus ha-beis tchila, because the beis initially was written bekashrus, and since the beis was initially written bekashrus, memela, there's no need to erase the entire ice, rather, one could just be mevatelit and rewrite the part that he erased, ukeda amoron, as was explained. Ad kan l'shoinei. That's the lashon of the Prima Godim. Avala bach kosav, but the bach says, ki das harosh v'siyate ha'chol kimal ha'smak, svira luhu, the rush, and those who argue on the smack that we discussed earlier, they hold, that filu ha'isa ha'ois ketikuna, that even if the ice was written properly, v'nafal ba tipa dioi, and a tipas dioi fell into it, v'niskalkala tsurasa, and the tsura of the ice became unrecognizable, chazar hakol v'nikra rak b'shem dioi, so it no longer has the din of an ice, it's just ink. Ki'ilu loy haya kosev sham ois me'oilam, it's as though there was never a letter there b'chlal. Ulefikach, therefore, hever hadioi, if you take away the dioi v'nishar ha'ois, k'moy shahaya koidem nefilas hadioi, and the letter remains the way it was before the di fell. A love havelei chaktoiches upasel. I'm sorry. Kaidem nefilas hadi a love before the di fell on it. Havelei chaktoiches upasel. So that would be chaktoiches, and it would be pasel. Elatzarich ligreit kol ha'ois v'kasev shekach nagu. In other words, again, since the di fell on the ice and it was mevatel the tzur entirely, so it's as though there was never an ice there bichlal, and it's just di. Memela, you have to erase the entire thing, and he says that that was the minig. But King Kosev Gam Be'Evan Ezer, Simen Kuf Chaf Hey, the Ein Loi Takana, that this cannot be fixed by any other way than erasing the entire ice. Ela Ligroid Hakol. The Hachi Mestabil, Afiyani Ezdaiti, Lahachmir Ligroid Kol Ois, and the Kesis also says that he believes that it's Mestabir, that the best thing to do is to be Machmir and erase the entire ice. Amnam. However, because of hey b'makim dalid, in a case where one wrote a hey instead of a dalid, shekosav gamken ha-primagodim sheyigroid ha-regel ha-yeser v'gam min hagag ad sheloy yishoyer tsuras dalid v'yitakin b'ksiva, in a case where one made a hey instead of a dalid. So over there, the primagodim says that he should erase the entire regel, hayeser, in other words, the nakuda of the hay, and also he should take off from the gag until there's only a dalid left, and then be attacking b'ksiva, he should be attacking it with ksiva. Efshar leimer, the gam habach yedel azet, could be that the bach would also agree to that, the einay tzarech ligred hakol, and even though the bach normally previously had said that you have to erase the entire letter, but perhaps in this case it would be different. Why? The cave on the gam kishu hey hare al kol panim shem ois alav, because when it's a hey, it's still an ois v'lei batla teres ksiva mina. There's no, when a tipas dioi fell on it, we said that it's batla teres ksiva mina. It's not an ois bichlal. Rak shetzrichen letakna mechadash. It has to be fixed anew. V'chein muchach das achinuch beis Yehuda, and this is what the chinuch beis Yehuda says as well, v'das bal zichrin Yosef, sh'avi emiretz Hashem b'sivkot n'ches. V'hachi mistaber, and it's taka mistaber azay, deloy tzrichin rak ligreid es ha'yisrin. You only have to erase the extra nekuda, v'yachar kach min ha'gag, and then a little bit from the gag, ad shalai yishar ala atzur az dalet, until all that's left is the tzuras dalet v'yashlima achar kach b'ksav. Until you don't have a tzuras dalet left there b'chlal v'yashlima achar kach b'ksav, and then you could just be mashlimit b'ksav. But again, you don't have to erase the entire ice, like we said in the case of nafal tipus d'oy, because over here it's better. In other words, the hay is not mevatel the dalet, so to speak. V'im goyred es haregel, and if one erased the regel of the dalid, so then tzarech ligreid ad shalei yishar mimenu klum. You have to take off the entire regel of the dalid until there's nothing left, in order to make sure that you mevatel the tzura entirely. Dim nishar min haregel afilu kashir yud, because if you're going to leave even a little bit of the regel kashir of a yud, adayin tzuras dalid aleh, it'll still be called a dalid. So mele you have to take off the entire regel. Ubli greida klum elo laharchiv gag hadalid. What if you didn't erase anything? You just were marchiv the gag of the dalid. You made it wider. Pshita delay mahani avada. That does not help. Kevin shahata gam kein hi dalid, because nothing changed, right? Because once you were meichik the nakuda, so it's a dalid. So making the gag of the dalid wider doesn't help bichlal. Kamaisha kozav calls out prima godim. Prima godim speaks this out lahedya v'hu poshet, and this is obvious. Says the Keses in Seif Vav. Mem Psucha. Shenidbika Psichasa. Vinistima. If one has a Mem Psucha that closed up on Badim. Einoi Mayal Ligreda Sadebek Uluposcha. Doesn't help to erase the closure. Umaita Kanta. So how are you going to fix it? Yigreid Kala Chartim. You have to take off the entire Chartim, which is the Vav of the Mem. Shetishara Kamay Chaf. Oinon Kfufa. So that you'll be left with a Chaf. Or a nun kfufa, meaning the right side of the mem, v'achar kach yashlima behechsher, and after that, you can just rewrite the vav. V'hu adin b'kol oy shenechtav b'shtei ksivas. This is the halacha regarding any letter that's written b'shtei ksivas. V'nase psul b'ksiva achas, and a psul occurred in the second, when he writes b'ksiva achas, he means in the second half of the letter. You have a letter comprised of two parts, and it became puzzle when writing the second half of the letter. So in such an instance, ein tzarich ligroid rak oisa. You only have to erase that second part of the letter. Aval, I'm sorry, as opposed to if the first part of the letter became puzzle, so then it depends when it became puzzle, right? Because he says many times that something that's nechtav b'psul, you have to take off the whole thing. So over here, when he's saying you only have to take off the second part, again, he's referring to when the second part became puzzle. So ein tzarich ligroid rak oisa, you only have to take off the second part. Aval reish azakim in dalet. But what about if you have a reish that you made like a dalet instead of a reish? Yesh lahachmir v'loimar d'loisagi kishi yigroid esarega ha-yerech. That it's not enough to just take off the yerech levad v'yachzer v'yichtevenu kimin reish mishum d'bein agag b'ein ha-yerech nasa v'psul. Because since the reish is made in one stroke, I'm sorry, since the gag already was puzzle, in other words, he made the gag like a dalet with a square, so once the gag was made, it's already puzzle, so the regal also is puzzle, so the entire gag and the entire yerech, when asa v'psul, hilkach tzarech ligreid shneyim, so you have to take off both. V'im kosav mitchila resh, v'acharkach tov asa by tag ke'en dalet. He was supposed to write a resh, and he wrote a resh. And then afterwards, he went and he added on a little chupchik to make it a dalid. So in that case, the chupchik came later, right? The okev came later. So then, sagi like shigrid is a gag, oyas a yerech. Then he could just erase either one in matag with the little spitz. V'yachzer v'yichtivenu k'may resh, and he can remake it as a resh. In other words, he doesn't have to take off the whole thing over there, because over there, there's no nechtav b'psul on both parts, the gag and the yerech. V'hamachmir gam b'zeh tavei elov bracha. But if somebody wants to be machmir, even in this case, tavei elov bracha, there's room to be machmir, as we'll see later. Sifkot and vav in the Lishkas HaSeifer, yesh lahachmir v'loimar. In the case of the reish, asakim in dalad, yesh lahachmir v'loimar, that he should take off the whole thing. Habes Yosef la'achar shehevi das ha-poiskim, demem psucha shenistim osagi, kesheyigroi das achartem l'chud, v'yachzer v'yichteveyod, Habes Yosef, after he brings the das of the poiskim who say that by a mem psucha, it's enough to just take off the vav, kosav, he writes, v'zeh l'shoyne, Ulafiza im osa resh kimin dalid. If you made a resh like a dalid, yigreid hayerech levad. You could take off just the yerech. Oy hagag levadoi v'yaseh v'yichtivenu kumay resh. V'shapir dami, and that would be okay. The me'achah shebitol tzuris ha'ois lehavich haktoiches. Ella sheyesh lefakfeg b'leimer. However, one could say the loy dami lemem psucha. It's not like a mem psucha, right? And I was by a mem psucha. He said you just have to erase the second half. And now the Beis Yosef is saying lechayra by erasha asa kimin dalit. Also, you would also have to erase half because it's like a mem psucha. But says the Beis Yosef, maybe not. Maybe it's not like a mem psucha. The hasam kevan shetzuras nun sheban asa behechsher kevan shegarad achartem shenidbak v'kasvay kosher. By the mem, once you erase the chartem and rewrote it, that would be kosher because the first part of the mem was written bekashrus. Avol gabi osa resh kimin dalit shebein hagagu bein hayarech nasav psul. After the loy sagi begredes echad mehem, maybe it's not enough to erase one of them. But tzarach sheyegredes kula v'kach nira midavritchurus harashba. So the Beis Yosef says that taka from the Rashba would seem that you have to take off. Not it would seem. The Rashba says you have to take off the entire ois. V'hinei mitshuvas harashba loy matzasi midavar zeh. But says the lishka, I don't know. I looked in the tshuvas harashba, I didn't find any such Rashba. V'kafia nira kavonas habis Yosef l'tshuvas. Harashba hamiyuchesus l'Ramban. He must be talking about the tshuva of the Rashba hamiyuchesus l'Ramban. The Shambasim in Reish Lamed Vav Kosav the following. V'zela shaynei. Aval im hudbak ha'ois b'roisha. If the second letter attached to the first letter at the top, kagoyin shaya kosav Reish. He's writing a Reish. V'nidbak gaga shel Reish l'gaga shel Beis. The case of the Rashba is he's writing the word bora. So the Reish, as he's writing the reish, it hit the base that's behind it. Tzorech ligroit kol ha-reish. In that case, says the Rashi, we have to take off the whole reish. V'chein kol kayotzi boy, and the same would apply to any similar din. V'imi shum ha, Kesa says, if that's the makar of the Beis Yosef, that a reish ha-asikim and dalid, you have to take off the whole thing. L'fi ani esdaiti yesh l'chalik, it's not muchrach. V'loimar deshani hasam, you could say that it's different, the case of a reish ha-asikim and dalid, and the case of a resh that bumped into a base. How are they different? The shani hasam kevan shenidbak hagag lahabez nifsal miyad. Over there by the word bara. So as soon as the resh hit the base, it's immediately puzzle. V'nasa ketiyuta ba'alma. And what you wrote is just ink. It's nothing. V'lachain af la'achar sha'osa es ha'regel. Even after he makes the regel of the resh, Kevin Shanasa Bipsul, since the Reish was made Bipsul, Tsarach Ligrate is cool, you have to take off the whole thing. Aval Ba'asa Reish Kimindalid. But when you made a Reish Kimindalid and you made the gag with a square at the back, Yeshlaimer Kevin Al Kalpanim Shem Ksiva Loi Batla, the Shem Ksiva is not gone. Vagamma Yayachal Asis Mimena Reish Ba'isafist Yah, he could have rounded it off. So there never really was a Psul over there. Lachain Begredas hayerech levada yagag levada isagi v'tzarachin l'fiyani asdaiti. Because this wants the taina, then it could be that that case is more kuladik. Because since, even though when I made the gag of the dalad, be'etzem it's the gag of a dalad, nevertheless, since I could theoretically have turned it into a resh, so that's not really quite as bad. Sivkotin zayin in the lishka, sagi le kishi yigroid, the Baha Lekal Maimar the Bain Agag Obeina Yarch Nasib Psul came on the Nechtav Bitchila Resh. In a case where you just added on, you squared off the back of a resh. So over there the Prima Godim explains that the reason why you could take off either the gag or the regal is because the whole thing was Nasib Behechsher and it only became possible afterwards. So Mela, there's nothing that was Nechtav Psul, and you could just be Mavatal the Tzura by taking off the gag or the Yarech and then being Machsherit. Says the Kesza Sofer Seif Zayin. Yud Sha'ikitz Asmali Shalo Oruch Kemoi Haregel Hayamin Oyoiser. If you have the Kutzei Shal Yud, what we call coming down on the left side of the Yud, is as long as the Regel Yamin, or even longer, Umitoich Kach, and because of its length, nearest Ke'en Ches, the entire Yud now looks like a Ches, Oifen Takanosa Nearly Kach. The way to fix it is as follows. Im ha-sofer kosev tchila es ha-yud im ha-regel ha-yemoni. V'yachar kach osa es ha-oikets ha-smoli v'ericha yoysem idai. If the sofer first made the yud, and then he made the koitz too long, Oz dai she yigreid rakas hakoyt zazeh v'gamas eregel hayamani v'yataknam karoy. Then it's enough for him just to erase the koitz, which is passing the yud and the regel yamani, and that would be enough. Aval im oses hasmali tchila, but if he made the kutze shel yud first, kasher noyegim harbe seifrim, which is indeed very common by the seifrim, b'ksivas hayud, she'oisin tchila kavdak she'yia hatag v'ha'oikets hasmali u'mimenu moishrimes guf hayud, which is very common even today, that the way that a seifrim makes a yud is that he makes first a long kav, and in that long kav you have the entire koitz elyon and koitz tachtein, and then you schlep the yud to the right and you mashlim the entire yud. So what was there first was the koitz. Azai, in such a case, tzarech limchay kol hayud, then you have to erase the entire yud ulkosva mechadash. Bein kach u bein kach im yuchal atakna bidyoy matayv. But no matter which way you made the yud, whether you made it first and then the koitz after, or whether you made the koitz first and then you made the rest of the yud, either which way, if you could just be matakin it with dyoy, by being marich the regel yamin, and you maybe be ma'ava the reish a little bit, so matayv, that's the best thing. It would be yud min Hashem, but if it's from Hashem Hashem, ayin lakamon simin yud beis, if yud beis, where he'll discuss how to deal with a yud from Hashem Hashem in this situation. Says the Lishk Sasefer, Si'if Katan Ches, Ha'oiketz Hazeh. If he made the yud first and then the koitz afterwards, so he just has to take off that oiketz. B'sefer Melech HaShemayim, Klal Vav, Si'if Katan Tes Vav, Herech Tzas, L'chazek Es HaPsak, Shel Hashut Chinuch Beis Yehuda. The Melech HaShemayim is marech to be, mechazek, the psak of the Tshuvas Chinuch Beis Yehuda, ulahasir me'itay hasagas bal zichron Yosef, de ligroid k'tzas min ha'oiketz hasmali, einay dai mishum dehavei chaktoiches. The Melech HaShemayim goes at length to support the position of the Tshuvas Chinuch Beis Yehuda, that to just be mekatzer the kutze shel yud, avada is not going to be good, because that's chaktoiches. Ken kazu b'sefer l'David Emes, b'shem ha'sefer Beis Yehuda, and l'David Emes brings it from the Beis Yehuda, even if you would take off the entire, and as we're saying, if you take off a little bit of the kutzah shel yud, so that's chak teiches. Says the Kesis, even if you take off the whole kutzah shel yud, that's going to be chak teiches. Kishema koitzah einay ma'akiv, because maybe the entire koitz is not ma'akiv. Vim kain bigrei dosa, if it's not ma'akiv, so when you take it off, nasis tzuras yud mamish. So it's mamish chak teiches, vavilei gam kain chak teiches. L'chein kosev shetzrich and ligrei das hasmali, so therefore he says you have to erase the koitz hasmali, v'gamas hayamani, and even the right yerech as well, ayin sham. That's what the Melech HaShemayim says. Says the Kesis, it's very nice. V'adayin lo yibir kol atzorech, but it's still not fully explained. Ki lefi ani azdaiti nira poshut, the kol zois einei elohim ha-sofer osa tchila sayudim ha-regel ha-yamani, v'achar kach osa sayiketz ha-smoli. Kesis says this whole thing is very nice if first he made the yud and then he made the kutze shel yud. Aval im osa tchila hasmali, but if he first made the kutze shel yud, k'may shereisi harbe seifrim, noyegin lases tchila kav achas shehu letag shelamala ulaiketz hasmali shelamata umitoich hakav hazeh moishkin guf hayud. But if he's going to make the left side, as is the minig of the seifrim, that they first make that long kav and then from it they pull out the rest of the yud, ubeinian zem asu arach yaiser midais, if he made the left oiketz too long, hare kol hayud nasa b'pisol, v'tzarech lagarda kula, which is the explanation of what he said on tap. Achatagim ha'oiketz hasmali, yachal lahashir. But theoretically, he could leave the kutze shel yud and the tag on tap, because over there, there's no psul. The psul only happened later when he wrote the rest of the yud.